the Lord Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
接下来是黄弟兄释放主的信息。
Next, Brother Huang will share God's message with us.
请弟兄姊妹们来读旧约四世纪，请翻到四世纪最后一章。
Brothers and sisters, would you please turn the Bible with me to the last chapter of book Judges?
四世纪21章最后一章25节。
Chapter 21, the last chapter of Judges, verse 25.
这是四世纪最后结束的话。
This is the concluding phrase of the book of Judges.
那时以色列中灭亡，个人任意而行。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
我们再翻到路德记。 最后一章第四章
The book of Ruth, last chapter, chapter 4
21节22节
Verses 21 and 22
沙门生波阿斯，波阿斯生厄贝德，厄贝德生耶西，耶西生大卫
And to Salmon was born Boaz, and to Boaz, Obed And to Obed was born Jesse, and to Jesse, David
这是路德记最后一章最后一节最后一个字，还是大卫。
The last word of the last chapter of the book of Ruth is David.
这是将来要来做王那个大卫王。
Who is the one who will reign as a king?
我们再翻到前面第二章，我们从第一节读到第七节。
Chapter 2, we will read from verses 1 to 7.
那俄米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。Now
Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a man of great wealth, of the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz.
摩亚女子路德对那俄米说：“容我往田间去，我蒙水的恩就在水的身后拾取麦穗。”那俄米说：“女儿，你只管去。”
And Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, Please let me go to the field and glean among the ears of the grain, after one in whose sight I may find favor. And she said to her, Go, my daughter.
路德就去了，来到田间，在收割的人身后拾取麦穗。他恰巧到了以利米勒本族的人波阿斯那块田地。So
she departed and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and she happened to come to the portion of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech.
波阿斯正从伯利恒来，对收割人说：“愿耶和华与你们同在。”他们回答说：“愿耶和华赐福于你。”Now
behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, May the Lord be with you. And they said to him, May the Lord bless you.
波阿斯问监管收割的仆人说：“那是谁家的女子？”
Then Boaz said to his servant who was in charge of the reapers, Whose young woman is this?
监管收割的仆人回答说：“是那摩押女子跟随那俄米从摩押地回来的。”The
servant in charge of the reapers replied, She is the young Moabite woman who returned with Naomi from the land of Moab.
他说：“请你容我跟着收割的人拾取打捆剩下的麦穗。”他从 早晨直到如今，除了在屋子里坐一会儿，藏在这里。And
she said, Please let me glean and gather after reapers among the sheaves. Thus she came and has remained from the morning until now. She has been sitting in the house for a while.
好，请我们低头有点祷告。Your
head bowed, please. We'll have a further word of prayer.
主，早晨我们一同来到你话语的跟前。Lord,
in this morning we come at the feet of your word.
让我们等候。 这位施恩的主再次施恩给你的教会
Help us wait for the gracious Lord once again who will give his grace to the church
我们感谢你，你的话就是我们生命的粮食，我们生命的供应
Lord, we thank you for your word is the provision of our life and the word for our life
让每一个人带着一个虚空的心来接受你栽种的道
Oh Lord, help us come with an empty heart to receive the implanted word.
好，叫你的话能够充充满满的，有恩典的住在我们心中。
So that your word will abide in us abundantly and with grace.
那我们借着你的话，更多来渴慕你自己。
So that through your word, we will desire more of you.
知道你实在是那位可亲可爱的主。
Because we know you're the dearly, you're the one who can draw us to you.
乐意亲近我们，我们愿意乐意亲近你。
And who loves to be drawn to us, and so do we.
当早晨你借着这一段路德的经历再次来怜悯我们。
Oh Lord, this morning through the experience of Ruth, once again be gracious to us.
让我们能够因着你话语的激励，继续走前面的道路。
So through the stirring up your word, we will now to continue to walk in your path.
你先替我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And hear our prayer in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
让早晨继续和弟兄姊妹来看路德记。
This morning, I would like to continue to fellowship with you on the book of Ruth.
我们知道路德记呢是记载路德这个摩亚女子的故事。
We know the book of Ruth records a Moabitess Ruth.
这是发生在四世纪晚期的时候。
And it happened at the very end of the days of Judges.
因为四世纪呢是告诉我们以色列一段最荒凉黑暗的历史。
Because judges tell us the most dark and the darkest and the most desolate period of Israel.
因为在四世纪里面说到以色列中灭亡，个人任意而行。
In Judges, it tells us that there was no king in Israel. Everyone does what was right in his own eyes.
不是以色列中灭亡，乃是因为他们没有把神当作王来对待他。
Well, actually, it's not because there was no king in Israelite.But because Israelites never treated that their king as king.
每一个人都是自己的王。
Because everyone is his own king.
就在这个背景底下，我们看见有一个摩亚女子拉尔米，摩亚女子路德。
That, and in this backdrop, we see there was this Moabitess Ruth.
她拣选以色列神做她的神。
Who chose the God of Israel to be her own God.
她来投靠这位以色列神的翅膀底下来投靠他。
She came to take refuge under the wing of this Lord.
她跟着她婆婆拉米回到犹大地的伯利恒。
She followed her mother-in-law to go back to the land of Judah, Bethlehem.
就是因为路德拣选以色列神做她的神。
Because Ruth had chosen Israelite God to be her God.
神就借这个小小女子呢，在以色列当中呢做一个恢复的工作。
So God performed this recovery work through this little woman.
借着路德呢，带出大卫的出生。
And also through Ruth, the birth of David was brought forth.
我们看见四世纪最后一句话说：“以色列中灭亡，个人任意而行。”
We know the last sentence of the book of Judges. It says that there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
但是在路德记最后一句话，最后一个字乃是大卫。
But the last word of the last phrase of the book of Ruth.Was David.
我们看见在四世纪在那种叫人没有指望的一个结束的时候
Now at the very concluding days of Judges where nobody had any hope
经过路德记这段历史到最后结束的时候
And we went through the whole incident of the book of Ruth at the very end of the whole thing
我们看见大卫这个人出现了
We see that David appeared
这是合神心意的一个人。
He was the one who went after God's heart.
我们看见神在那里预备一个人叫大卫。
And we see that God had already prepared a person named David.
这位将来要来做以色列君王的大卫。
The very one who will come as the king of Israel.
能够借着他能够在以色列当中掌权做王。
And through him, God was able to reign in Israelite.
为什么有这样的结果出现？那关键人物就是路德。
And why is it this could happen? The critical person is this Ruth.
所以为什么圣灵把路德记摆在四世纪跟撒母耳记之间呢
？And why is that the Holy Spirit placed Ruth in between Book of Judges and 1 Samuel?
还是借着路德这个人经历的结束那个荒凉的时代
？It is to used Ruth as a person to finish the era of desolation and wilderness.
而带进一个新的时代乃是大卫王的时代。
To usher in a new age, that's the days of King David.
虽然四世纪在末了的时候是带给人是一个绝望。
Although at the end of the judges, people only see despairment.
但是路德记结束是带给人一个盼望。
But at the end of Ruth, it brings out this hope.
这都是因着路德在这一段的里面的历史、故事的经历告诉、所带出来一个情形。
And this is what exactly being brought up by the book of Ruth through her experience.
所以许多读圣经的告诉我们说，路德乃是代表一个单纯、坚定跟随主的一个人。
So people tell us that Ruth represents a person who simply followed the Lord with all her reservation.
就是有这么一个单纯忠心跟随主的人，教会才带来一个指望。
Now, because of this kind of simple resolve, that ushers in new hope for the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管在教会各样时代当中，是落在怎样的光景当中。
So no matter what kind of condition the church might fall in throughout the ages.
也许在人所能够看见的都是绝望，都是失望的一个情形。
Amid all the days when people only see despairment, only see discouragement.
但是每当我们看见有一般人，他们是那么单纯的、坚定的，像路德一样的跟随主。
But still, we could see a group of people who are as resolute, as simple-minded as Ruth to follow the Lord.
他们不顾前途的各样的艰难。
They disregard all the hardship of their future.
就像纳俄米对路德所说的，前面是没有指望的，前面是没有盼望的。
Just Naomi said to Ruth that there was no hope ahead of you.
但是路德仍然因着爱纳俄米的缘故，他仍然要跟随纳俄米回到犹大地区。
But because Ruth loved Naomi, she wanted to follow her to go back to Judah.
弟兄姊妹，今天就是在教会里面还有一般这样的人。
Now, brothers and sisters, there are certain people like this in church today.
带给教会有一个盼望。
Who do bring up this new hope.
因为神就是要借像这一般人能够做一个恢复的工作。
Because God wants to use these people to perform His recovery work.
所以在教会历史当中，许多圣徒们他们都很喜欢读这一卷书。
Therefore, in the church history, all the saints love to read this book of Ruth.
因为带给他们极大的激励和鼓励。
Because this book brings up so much encouragement and stirring of the heart.
让他们能够仍然继续走在主心意的道路上。
So they would continue to walk in the path of the Lord's heart.
那一方面，不仅这一卷书记载路德的一些蒙恩的经历。
Now this book not only records all the Ruth's experiences of salvation.
但圣经就是借着他的经历。说明一些属灵的意义。
But also, the Bible, through her experience, tells us all the spiritual meanings to them.
说到一个投靠耶和华的人，他所蒙受的祝福。
It tells us all the blessings of a person who takes refuge in the Lord.
我们看路德记，路德开始在那里好像尝到一点波阿斯对他安慰的言语。
Now, in the beginning, Ruth experienced all the comforting words from Boaz.
尝到波阿斯对他一点的眷顾。
She experienced the notice of Boaz on her.
但是慢慢他对波阿斯有一更多的认识，更多的经历的时候。
Now after she had more experiences and more understanding of Boaz.
我们看他最后完全和波阿斯结合。
And to the very end that she was united with Boaz.
结成夫妇。
They became couples.
他能够完全承受波阿斯一切的丰富。
And she was able to inherit all the fullness of Boaz.
所以我们看见从第二章一开头，我们就看见路德是一步一步的经历波阿斯对他怎样的眷顾。
So starting from chapter 2, we would see how Ruth experienced all the visitation of Boaz step by step.
用什么这些经历都是说明到新约的圣徒。
Now brothers and sisters, all these experiences,point to all the saints in New Testament.
说到我们和主耶稣基督的关系。
Speak of our relationship with our Lord Jesus.
我们起头稍微尝到一点主恩的滋味。
Likewise, in the very beginning, we seem to experience the part some flavor of our Lord.
但是慢慢对他有点认识，有点经历以后
，Then after some experience, some understanding of our Lord,
我们渴慕与他联合。
We just long for the union with Him.
和他之间有更深的关系。
We long for that more intimate, deeper relationship with Him.
最后我们能够享受主耶稣基督一切丰富的恩典。
And in the end, we will enjoy all the riches of the Lord's salvation.
所以我想，我盼望借着路德的故事一点经历来说到我们基督徒在神面前和主耶稣基督的那些的经历。
So I like to share you through the experiences of Ruth on our experiences with our Lord.
路德记第一章最后一句话说到，这个摩亚女子和她婆婆回到伯利恒的时候，正是动手割大麦的时候。
Verse 22, last verse of chapter 1, book of Ruth. Naomi returned, and with her Ruth, the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, who returned from the land of Moab.
我们看见，当路德回到这个犹大地伯利恒的时候，她乃是要开始过一个新的生活。
And this was the beginning of a barley harvest, and this is the time when she would start a new life.
这个环境对她来说是一个新的环境，许多事物都是新的，对她来说是个陌生的。
This is a totally new environment. All things are so unfamiliar to her.
所以路德必须在这个新的环境里面有一些学习。
Therefore, Ruth had to learn certain things in this new environment.
她才知道如何生活在这个伯利恒这个地方。
In order to live a life in Bethlehem.
所以第二章一开头的时候，我们就看见在那里马上出现一个人物，叫做波阿斯。
And in the very beginning of chapter 2, right away appeared this one person, Boaz.
当圣经要记载路德在这里过一个新的生活，一个起头的时候，
As the Bible records the time when Ruth was about to start a new life in a new environment.
乃是让他先看见在这里有一个人是一个财主，是大财主，叫波阿斯。
It shows us that there is this one rich person called Boaz.
并且是他的亲戚，是他亲族当中的一个人。
And Boaz was a relative of Naomi's family.
我想路德从来没有想到他有这样一个亲戚。
I suppose Ruth never thought of a relative like this.
并且继续读下去的时候，我们看见这个亲戚是要这样的施恩给他，祝福祝福路德。
And as we continue to read the chapter, we realize this relative would be so gracious to bless Ruth.
是这样的眷顾他，眷顾这位孤单的寡妇。
And he would care for this lonely widow.
所以我想在这里，圣经书好像说，当路德要开始过一个新的生活，他必须要认识在这里他生活中心有位他的亲属叫波阿斯。
It tells me that as Ruth was about to start a new life, she would come to know that she did have this relative.
他是一个大财主。
He was a rich man.
这也应该是直接翻译说大有能力的那个丰富者。
Or it could be literally translated as the man of valor of riches.
这是路德从来没有想过的一件事情。
Little did she ever think of this thing.
她以为她亲戚最亲密就是她的婆婆娜欧米。
She thought the closest relative of hers would be her mother-in-law, Naomi.
她哪里想到回到这个犹大地的时候，居然她亲属当中有这样一个人。
Little did she think that after she came to Judea that there was this certain relative among her family.
读经中告诉我们说，这个波阿斯乃是预表我们主耶稣基督。
And students of the Bible told us that this Boaz typifies our Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，就着我们的经历来，也是这样子。
Now, as far as our experiences are concerned, it's the same thing.
当我们信主耶稣基督，我们进到神的家中以后
，After we believe in the Lord Jesus, after we enter into God's house.
这里的确是好像是对我们来说是个新的环境，是许多新的事物。
And then we are entering into a new environment with new things.
是我们所不认识的。
Things that we do not know.
所以我们需要在这个环境里面有一些新的学习。
Therefore, we need to learn certain things in this new environment.
好像我们知道如何在这个环境里面来过生活。
So that we can know how to live in this kind of environment.
而当我们要开始过一个新的基督徒生活的时候，头一件事情，神乃是要让我们看见的。
As we're about to start this new Christian life, the first thing God wants us to see is,
当我们还没有实际进到基督徒的生活各方面的经历之前，
When we are not entering into the all aspects of Christian life yet,
我们看见这里有位波阿斯。
God wants us to see that there is this Boaz.
我们看见在这里有我们主耶稣基督。
Here we see that our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们需要认识的。
And this is something we need to know.
这位波阿斯是路德的亲戚。
This Boaz was a relative of Ruth.
他和他肉身有一个关系。
So she was related to him in her life.
弟兄姊妹，当圣经讲到我们主耶稣基督的时候。
Brothers and sisters, as the Bible speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ,
他还是神道成肉身来到人的中间。
Who is God who became flesh to dwell among man?
他是一个完全的人。
Who is the complete human being?
所以希伯来书第二章告诉我们说，他和我们同样有血肉之体。
So in Hebrews 2, that tells us that he and we are just the partakers of the flesh and blood.
他有人的性情。
He has human nature.
他在地上经过33年半的日子生活。
He lived 33 and a half years on our earth.
所以他知道人在地上生活的情况。
So he knew all the circumstances of man's life.
他知道人在地上有许多的难处，许多苦楚。
He knew of all of our hardships and afflictions.
但是我们感谢神，这位道成肉身的神主。他有人性。
But we thank God that this incarnate God has human nature.
他是我们的亲属。
He was our close relative.
他能体恤我们这些软弱的人。
He was able to sympathize with us who were weak.
因为圣经说他是那慈悲忠心的大祭司。
Because the Bible tells us he is a merciful and a faithful high priest.
我们知道旧约的大祭司他是从人间所挑选出来的。
We know the high priest of the Old Testament was chosen among men.
奉派替人办理属神的事。
Appointed to minister the things concerning God.
为什么神挑选大祭司不是从天上差遣的天使来呢？
Why is it God did not send an angel and to appoint that angel to be our high priest?
那是从人间挑选一个大祭司，是人。
Instead, he chose among man a high priest.
因为他像和我们每一个人一样，他也有他的软弱，也有他许多不够的地方。
And this high priest was just like us who were beset with weaknesses, with things we couldn't do.
感谢主，主耶稣他能够体恤我们软弱。
So we thank the Lord that the Lord Jesus was sympathetic to us.
但是这个波阿斯他有意义来是说在他有能力。
Boaz, the name means the strength in him.
他不像人间的大祭司也被软弱所困。
So he's not like the man's high priest who's been beset with all the weaknesses.
虽然主耶稣他有他人性，但是他是有能力的那一位。
Our Lord Jesus, with all his human nature, also came with power.
他能够体恤我们软弱，因此我们可以常常随时来到他面前。
He was sympathetic to us with all our weaknesses, so we can always come before him all the time.
他能够帮助我们，他能够拯救我们。
He's able to help us, he's able to deliver us.
他和我们有一个密切的关系。
And he has this intimate relationship with us.
所以后面讲到这个波阿斯的时候，不仅是路德的一个亲族而已。
So as we talk about Boaz, who was not only one of the relatives of Ruth,
是他一个至近的亲属。
But was His kinsman redeemer.
不是个远亲，是他有一个密切关系。
It's not a distance, it's not relative at a distance, but a very close relative.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的主耶稣和我们是何等的亲，何等的亲。
So brothers and sisters, likewise, our Lord Jesus is so closely related to us.
他不是遥远远的离我们住在天上。
He is not sitting in heaven far away from us.
他乃是住在我们里面，成为我们的生命。
Instead, he indwells us and he becomes our life.
他是那位体恤我们的大祭司。
He is a sympathetic high priest.
我很喜欢我们诗歌里面有一个何等朋友主耶稣。
I really love one of the hymns that we have. What a friend we have in Jesus.
我从小就会唱这首诗歌。
I could sing this hymn ever since I was young.
何等朋友我主耶稣。
What a friend we have in Jesus.
当我罪孽负我忧。
Who bear my sins and my worries.
何等权力可以将万事。
What a privilege that we have.
带到他面前。
To present all things before him.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的主耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters, this is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是我们至好的朋友。
Who is our best friend?
他是我们至近的亲属。
Who is our closest relative?
他和我们有一个很密切的关系。
And who has such an intimate relationship with us?
因为他也曾经有一天成为人，生活在人的中间。
Because once he became man, he lived among men.
他知道我们的处境，他知道我们所有遭遇。
He knew all of our circumstances and situations.
他能够体恤我们。
So he is sympathetic.
更感谢主，他是有能力的主。
And we thank him more that he is God, the Lord of power.
他能够帮助我们。
He's able to help us.
他能够拯救我们脱离许多的试探。
He is able to deliver us from all kinds of temptations.
因为他也曾经受过各样的试探。
Because he himself was tempted by all.
但是他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
所以他知道我们软弱。
So he knows our weaknesses.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们得救，我们进到神家中的时候。
Brothers and sisters, after we are saved, after we enter into the house of God.
我们不仅知道他是那伟大的神。
Not only do we know he's a great God,
我们也要认识他，他实在是和我们一样，曾经在地上经历人生各种的遭遇。
We also need to know that he's just like us who once experienced all kinds of storms of life.
用什么当我们来认识他是这样的主的时候，我们何等愿意常常来到他面前。
If we do know the God is this kind of God, how much do we want to come to draw
him? 我们可以把我们一些重担忧虑都要卸给他。
So that we could cast off all our burdens and worries.
因为他顾念我们。
Because he cares for us.
他怜悯我们,
and he shows mercy to us.
所以在这里，路德要看见他有这样的亲属是何等的蒙福的一个。
So Ruth had to see here that how blessed she was having a relative like this.
他不仅是他亲属,
he was not only her relative.
这位亲属更是一个大财主，是一个丰富者。
But this relative was rich with all the providence.
我们知道，当路德在那里开始在跟着那些仆人后面来。 捡麦穗的时候,
As we see Ruth following Boaz's servants to glean the grain,
为什么路德在那边捡麦穗呢?
Why is it she was gleaning in the field?
因为律法在那里规定说,
Because according to Mosaic law,
当以色列百姓在那里收割庄稼的时候,
When Israelites were harvesting,
不能够把全部的庄稼割尽,
They could not finish all the grain.
要把那个铁的角落的地方留下来。
They have to reserve the corners of the field.
让那些穷人可以去收割。
For the poor to glean.
而掉在地上那些麦穗也不可去捡。
And they could not pick up all the grain that's been left on the field.
而要留给那些外人，那些寄居的那些穷人去捡。
That's reserved for the foreigners, for widows, for all those strangers.
这是神顾念到那些贫穷人的需要。
Because God cared for the needs of the poor.
顾念那些寄居寡妇他们的生活需要。
He is concerned about the needs of the foreigners and the widows.
所以路德就是根据这个律法，他跟在那些仆人后面来拾取这些麦穗。
Therefore, according to this law, she followed the servants to glean grains in the field.
当路德在那拾取这麦穗的时候，她不过是想捡一点麦穗回去和她婆婆糊口就是了。
As she was gleaning, she probably thought she would just need a little bit to be able to have certain bread for herself and her mother-in-law. And she would be satisfied.
她哪里想到这位大财主,
Never did she think of this great a rich man
在后面是这样子一步一步地恩待她,
who was actually being so gracious to her behind the scenes, step
后代她,
by step, to be so deal with her so abundantly.
最后还她一捆一捆地让她带回去,
and in the end, she would bring bundles of grain back to her mother-in-law.
所以弟兄姊妹，这实在常常说到我们的一起步起头一些经历。Brothers
and sisters, this also speaks of our beginning experience in the Lord.
当我们蒙恩得救，进到神的家。
That after we are being saved by grace, we enter into the family of God.
进到伯利恒，这称为粮食之家，丰富之地。
Into the city of Bethlehem, the house of abundance.
起头我们的领会只是那么一点点。
In the beginning, our understanding of this is just so little.
我们想说我已经信主，我罪得赦免了。
We just thought, oh, we are saved, our sins were forgiven.
我不用下地狱，我将来可以上天堂。
I don't have to go to hell anymore. I will go to heaven in the future.
我觉得我已经很满足，我够了。
And it's enough for me. I was totally satisfied.
我觉得好像神的恩典就是这些了。
And I thought that that's all of God's grace.
那想到当我慢慢进到神家以后,
little did I know that after I actually enter into the family of God,
慢慢我们稍微认识主一点以后,
after I have a little bit more of understanding of our Lord.
我们才知道原来主我们的神还有更丰盛恩典要赐给我们。
And I realize there is much more abundant blessings to be give, waiting to be given to us.
正像路加福音十五章所记载的。
Just as Luke 15 records.
那个小儿子在外面流荡多时的时候。
After the prodigal son had been wandering out in the world.
有一天他想要回家的时候他在那里说。
One day he thought of going back home, he said.
我父亲家中有多少雇工口粮有余。
How many hirelings and how much food there is in my father's house.
这是父亲的家。
And this is the father's house.
这是丰富的家。
This is the house of abundance.
我们从来没有想过的。
And we have never thought of this.
正如那个马太福音十五章记载有一个迦南的妇人。
Or as in Matthew 15, as a Canaanite woman,
有一天她来到主耶稣基督的面前。
One day she came before the Lord Jesus.
因为她的女儿被鬼附非常苦。
Because her daughter suffered so much being possessed by demon.
她来求主耶稣说，主啊，大卫子孙可怜我啊。
She pleaded with the Lord, Lord, son of David, have mercy on me.
圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣一句话都不回答。
And the Bible tells us the Lord said nothing.
而那些门徒看见的时候就觉得不太高兴。
And disciples seeing this were displeased.
对这个迦南人的在呼求不太高兴。
They were not happy about, oh, the pleading, from this Canaanite woman.
他们对主耶稣说，这个妇人在这里喊叫，你叫把她打发走吧。
And they said to the Lord, this woman was crying behind us, send her away.
主耶稣就说，我奉差遣来是要到以色列迷失的家中。
The Lord Jesus replied, I was sent to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
这句话好像是对门徒说的。
As though he was saying this to his disciples.
实在说来，这句话乃是对那迦南妇人说
的。But actually, he was speaking to that Canaanite woman.
这个迦南妇人乃是一个外邦人。
Because this Canaanite woman was a Gentile.
但感谢主，这个迦南妇人听见这句话的时候，
But we thank God, Lord, that after this woman, after she heard this,
她说狗也吃主人桌子上掉下来碎渣儿。
She said, even the dog ate the little morsel of the food being left from the table.
虽然她不够资格来领受神丰富的恩典。
Although she was not qualified to receive the abundant grace of God.
像一条狗这些外邦人。
Just like a dog, as all the Gentiles were.
但是总可以吃主人桌子上掉下那些碎渣儿吧。
But at least she could eat the crumbs falling from the master's table.
这个妇人想说，我吃一点碎渣儿我也就够了，就满足了。
And the woman thought to herself, just this little morsel of crumbs, I will be satisfied.
主耶稣听见她这样话。
And the Lord heard her saying.
她说你的信心是大的。
And she said, great is your faith.
就照着你所要的成全吧。
It will be done according to your faith.
在那个时候她女儿的病就好了。
And right at that moment, her daughter's sickness was healed.
弟兄姊妹，好像我们当蒙恩得救的时候，我们觉得好像吃捡一点碎渣儿吃我们就够了，就满足了。
Brothers and sisters, in our beginning, Christian days, we feel that if only we could just have a little bit of crumbs, we'd be satisfied.We feel we're so unworthy.
我们是外邦人。
We're Gentiles.
按肉身来说，我们与基督是无关的一个人。
In our flesh, we had nothing to do with our Lord Jesus.
我现在信了主了，我得救，我有点平安，我就觉得够了。
Now I believe in the Lord, and I have peace. It's fine. It's satisfying.
那想到当我慢慢对主有点认识的时候，我们才知道。
Little do we realize that after we have come to know more of the Lord.
原来这位主是那个大财主，那个丰富者。
We know that our Lord is a rich man, is a man of all the abundance.
他要祝福我们，他把一切天上福气要倾倒在我们身上。
And he wants to bless us with all the heavenly blessings.
因为他是从伯利恒来的。
Because he came from Bethlehem.
所以第四节他说，波阿斯正从伯利恒来。
So verse 4, we read that, Behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem.
这中文没有把它翻出来，这个在波阿斯前面应该有个看啦。
And the Chinese Bible did not translate this, Behold.
看啦，波阿斯正从伯利恒来。
Behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem.
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们主耶稣乃是生在伯利恒。
The Bible tells us that our Lord was born at Bethlehem.
所以圣先知上预言说，在犹大诸城中的伯利恒啊，你在诸犹大诸城中不是最小的。
So the prophet prophesied that Bethlehem among all the cities of Judah is not the least.
因为将来有位君王要从你那里而出。
Because a king shall come from you.
要牧养我以色列民。
Who will shepherd my people Israel.
用什么？我们的主耶稣是从伯利恒来。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord came from Bethlehem.
从粮食之家来。
Came from the house of food.
他带着丰富的粮食要来供应我们，来牧养我们。
Who came with abundant bread to shepherd to feed us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天蒙恩的确是进到神的家中。
So brothers and sisters, today we are saved and we enter into the house of God.
但是嘛，虽然这是个丰富之家。
And this is the house abundance.
那除非我们认识他是那位大财主。
But if we do not, unless we know he is the great rich man,
我们才会受吸引，才会乐意更多来到他面前。
We won't be able to be drawn to come before his presence.
今天许多人虽然是生在伯利恒，在这个丰富之家。
Today there are so many people being born at Bethlehem, the house abundance.
但是因为他不够认识主。
But because they do not know the Lord.
所以他又没有享受到这个伯利恒之家 的恩典和丰富。
They've never enjoyed all the abundance and fullness of this house of abundance.
路加福音不仅记载那个小儿子，他是在外面做一个饥饿贫困的人。
The Gospel according to Luke not only records the prodigal son who's being destitute, wandering in the world.
那个大儿子他虽然没有离开父亲的家。
Even the older son who has never left his father's house.
他也没有享受到父亲家中的丰富。
He has never enjoyed the abundance of his father either.
他对他父亲说，我天天为你做工劳苦。
And he said to his father, I've been labored and toiled for you all day long.
你从来却没有宰一只山羊羔来让我享受。
You've never killed a fatted goat for me to enjoy.
所以小儿子他在外面是一个饥饿的人。
So the prodigal son was a hungry person in the world.
大儿子在家也是个饥饿的人。
So was the older son in the father's house.
因为他不认识父亲的心意。
Because he did not know his father's heart.
他以为做工就可以就好了。
He thought all he had to do was to work.
他以为在忙忙碌在田里耕地就可以得满足了。
He busied himself plowing in the field and he thought that's it.
他却不知道在富儿家中你实际上不需要做什么。
And he did not know that in his father's house he did not have to do anything.
你只要凭信心你就可以享受神一切的恩典。
Just by faith you can enjoy all the grace of God.
所以弟兄姐妹看见今天许多人他在这个丰富之家，为什么他能够享受神更多的丰富呢？
So brothers and sisters, why is it there people in the house of God are able to enjoy the abundance of God?
因为他们在这里看见这位主实在是个大有能力的丰富者。
Because they know they behold this Lord as the provider of power and abundance.
他们能够看见主耶稣基督的宝贝。
They actually see the preciousness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们愿意更多来亲近他，来追求，来认识他。
So they are willing to come to pursue him, to be drawn more to him.
所以弟兄姊妹不能以进到神的家得救为满足。
So brothers and sisters, that we shall never be satisfied by being saved simply entering in the house of God.
主耶稣他来到地上说，他说我来了呢，是要叫人得生，叫羊得生命。
The Lord Jesus says, I came to give life to man.
并且是得了更丰盛。
And the more abundant life.
这是主的心意。
This is the Lord's mind.
主的心意若是在我们身上没有成全，不仅我们没有满足，主也不会满足。
If this mind of the Lord is not satisfied in us, not only we are not satisfied, but
so 当我们进到神的家
the Lord is not either. So as we enter into the house of God.
所以当我们进到神的家，我们头一个呢是要注意的，看啊，波阿斯。
The first thing we need to know is behold Boaz.
我们所要注意的是我们主耶稣基督。
So behold the Lord Jesus himself.
若是我们不认识主耶稣基督
，If we do not know the Lord Jesus，
认识更多。
If we do not know him more,
我们基督徒生活就是过一个非常浮浅的一个非常表面的生活。
Then we will live a very shallow, very superficial Christian life.
所以当路德要开始在这里过一个新的生活的时候，他必须看见波阿斯。
So here as Ruth was about to start a new life, first thing she needed to know, to behold Boaz.
圣灵把波阿斯先摆在他面前。
So the Holy Spirit first placed this Boaz before her.
然后慢慢才有各方面的经历。
And then gradually she would enter into all aspects of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们蒙恩得救，我们进到神的家的时候，我们心应该注意注视我们主耶稣基督。
So brothers and sisters, as after we are saved and being led into the house of God, our first gaze should be upon the Lord Jesus.
我们在所有属灵生活追求里面，我们的眼目更多注意我们的主。
In all our spiritual life and pursue, we should place our eyes more upon the Lord.
我们来到这里，我们目的是什么？
What is our purpose to come here?
不是单单人讲解一些圣经给我们听听而已。
It's not to hear all the exposition of all the Bible chapters.
乃是主耶稣基督才是我们追求认识的目标。
But the Lord Jesus Christ Himself is the very goal of our pursuit.
我们要认识他，实在是我们至近的亲属，是那么大财主。
We need to know Him as our closest relative, the great rich man.
是那位要赐福给我们那一位。
The one who is to bless us all.
所以后面我们看见，波阿斯对那些仆人说，愿耶和华与你们同在。
And then we see Boaz said to his servants that.May the Lord be with you.
他们也回答说，耶和华赐福于你。
And they reply, May the Lord bless you.
我们看见主耶稣基督呢，是神一切的丰富，一切祝福都在他里面。
We know in the Lord Jesus Christ dwells all the blessings, all the fullness of God.
所以他才能赐福给我们。
That's why He can bless us.
所以我们读以弗所书一开头的时候，告诉我们说，神在基督耶稣里面把天上各样属灵福气赐给了我们。
That's why we read in the Ephesians chapter 1, in Christ Jesus, God has given us all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places.
他是那位承受神所有祝福的那一位。
He's the very one who has received all God's blessings.
也是那位把祝福赐给我们那位。
And again, He's the one who gives us all God's blessings.
这是路德开头所要认识的。
And this is something that Ruth, in the very beginning, needed to know.
还路德在这里，他还要认识一件事情。
And another thing Ruth needed to know was...
第二节告诉我们说，当路德对他拉米他婆婆说，容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩，就在谁身后拾取麦穗。
In verse 2, as Ruth said to Naomi, Please let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after one in whose side I might find favor.
当路德要出去拾取麦穗之前，他先来到他婆婆拉恩面前。
Before Ruth went out to glean in the field, first she came to before her mother-in-law
来寻求她的意思。
To seek her opinions.
我想这是路德开始过一个新的生活所要学习的另外一个功课。
And this is another lesson that Ruth needed to learn as she started her new life.
在那个个人任意而行的一个环境的里面。
In that environment where everyone did whatever was right in his own eyes.
个人行他眼中看为对的一个环境的里面。
Where everyone did whatever was right.
在这里我们看见路德。
In their own opinions, and here we see Ruth.
她乃是先来到这位年老的婆婆面前
，Who came first to this elderly mother-in-law？
来寻求她的意思
，To ask about her opinions。
弟兄姊妹，当我们蒙恩得救的时候，我们要学习一个功课。我们在凡事上，我们都实在需要那些在属灵生命上用老练前面弟兄们他们的意思是怎样。
So brothers and sisters, as we are saved by grace, there is one lesson we have to master is in all things, we also need to consult with those elderly brothers, who are more mature in the Lord.
这是一个属灵的学习。
This is a spiritual learning.
我们看见今天在教会的光景里面。
Today, as we see among the churches,
每一个人在那做他自己喜欢的事情。
Everyone is doing whatever pleases him or her.
他行他认为好的事情。
Is doing whatever seems good in that.
人以为他心好，心对就好了。
And we think that as long as this person means well,
他却不知道在神的家中。他做一个年幼对一个属灵事物还是那么陌生不明白的一个人。
That will be fine in the house of God, but in God's house, that as a person who is young and immature in the Lord, not knowing many things.
用什么？如果说我们在属灵上盼望有一点的长进，在属灵上好像有一点的用处。
For him to grow and to be more useful in spiritual matters.
我们在神家应该学习谦卑。
He needs to learn to be humble.
学习接受一些在前面带领我们的弟兄姊妹的帮助。
To receive, accept the help from those brothers and sisters who are earlier than we are in the Lord.
我常常回想到我年轻的时候。
I often reflected on the days when I was young.
当我还在读大学的时候。
When I was still in college.
我一直非常想念那一段的时光。
I always miss so much about those days.
有大概有三年时间，每个主日我们早晨聚完会以后。
And there was about 3 years after every Sunday's meeting.
下午呢，回去以后下午再回来，回到会所。
In the afternoon, we would first went back to our house and came back to the meeting church building.
有连长啊，弟兄带我们一些年轻的弟兄姊妹在一同读圣经。
And there were brothers and who are mature in the Lord to lead us young brothers.
那聚完会我们一起吃。
To study books and after the meeting, we would have fellowship.
聚完会以后我们一起吃晚餐。
Have dinner together.
那晚上就擘饼聚会。
And then we would have breaking bread in the evening.
礼拜天就这样过了。
And this is how every Sunday was.
在那几年，在那个下午那个读圣经里面呢，我们在完全接受连长的给我们的带领帮助。
And in those days, while we were studying the afternoon, we totally received whatever the elderly brothers had to instruct us.
我们完全用信心，简单心的接受他给我们的，他给我们的教导。
By simple faith, we simply received whatever the instruction that might be from them.
其实那时候所谓连长，顶多也都是五十出头的。
But actually, those elderly brothers were about in their 50s only.
当那时候我们年轻，整个二十来岁出头，看这些人，大概已经很年长了。
But because we were in our early 20s, and we felt that they were quite old.
但是你看见今天这个时代。
But take a look at today's day, world.
出蒙恩的，我说信主年日非常短暂的一些弟兄姊妹们。
Those brothers and sisters who are recently saved, young in the Lord.
当连长啊，在那讲解交通一段圣经的时候。
As the older brothers are sharing fellowship on passages of the Bible.
他们不是用个信心，简单信心来接受。
They do not receive the sharing by simple faith.
他们总有他自己一套的讲法解释。
They always have their own explanation.
以致我们看见今天这个时代，很少人在主的手中能够有真正的长进。
Therefore, we see very few people who could actually grow and mature in the Lord.
我们在那段时间里面就是那么按部就班的圣经就一章一章的读。
And in those days, we just studied the Bible chapter by chapter, step by step, thoroughly.
实实在在的读。
We read the Bible in such a concrete, solid way.
完全接受人的帮助。
And receive totally of theHelp and guidance from the elderly brothers.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在属灵上，在神的家中，一开头过基督徒生活的时候，我们应该有这样的学习。
So brothers and sisters, in God's house, in the spiritual matters, in the very beginning of our spiritual journey, we need to have this kind of learning.
所以我们看见路德后面为什么能够继续蒙到波阿斯的祝福呢？
Now as we continue to see, why is Ruth being able to blessed by Boaz?
因为他开头知道。他必须凡事来到这个拉俄米的面前来寻求他。
Because she knew from the very beginning that in all things she would consult with Naomi.
寻求他的带领和帮助。
And ask for her help and guidance.
所以想巴不得我们当中的年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
If only the young brothers and sisters among us.
当你们在青少年这一段这个时段里面。
While you're still in your youth.
当带领你们的韩叔叔、那个陈叔叔他们的在给你帮助的时候
，Well, your leader, Uncle Han was helping you, is helping you.
他们在那边讲解神的话给你们听的时候
，Well, he is explaining God's word to you.
你们要用简单的信心来接受。
Now you have to receive it all by simple faith.
我们不应该存着说为什么不能这样解释，为什么不能那解释。
We should not have this kind of mind saying, why can't I explain it in this way or another way?
我们要看见。他们在神面前的领受，真的能够帮助我们。
We need to see that, their understanding before the Lord can really help us a lot.
若是这样子有开始有这样学习的话，我想在属灵道路上你才能走得好。
Now, if we have this kind of learning, I believe you could walk really well in the spiritual path.
神才会把启示的灵赐给你。
And God will give you this spirit of revelation.
所以我们看见今天许多人为什么信主十年八年还好像对神的话还是那么封闭呢？
Why is it today after a person who has become a believer 8 or 10 years, still God's word is totally shut before him?
神的话对他们仍然是一部天书。
And the scriptures are simply some book out of heaven.
因为他们总有他自己的讲法解释。
And because they out of the world, and because they just have their own explanation.
因为他们起头说不愿意接受那些走在他们前面的弟兄姊妹的带领和帮助。
Because it's in the very beginning that they would not receive the fellowship of the help from the brothers and sisters who were before them in the Lord.
所以神的话对他们永远是一个封闭的。
Therefore, God's word is always shut up before them.
因为神告诉我们说，神乃是施恩给那些谦卑的人。
Because God's word tells us that God gives grace to those who are humble.
抵挡那些骄傲的人。
And resist those who are proud.
弟兄姊妹。我们要学习像路德，他开始要过一个他新生活的时候。
So brothers and sisters, we need to learn from Ruth as she was about to start this new life.
我们必须谦卑我们自己。
We need to humble ourselves.
但我想在这里还不是讲到那个拉俄米是一个年长的。
Now here, not only it tells us that Naomi was an elderly woman.
读经的告诉我们说，这个拉俄米乃是预表那个圣灵。
Students of the Bible also tells us that Naomi typifies the Holy Spirit.
当我们要开始过一个基督徒的生活的时候，我们凡事需要来到圣灵的面前，来到主的面前。
As we are starting to have this new Christian life, in all things we need to come before the Holy Spirit.
寻求他的意思。
To seek His guiding.
寻求他的带领。
His mind on this matter.
好像我们知道如何来走这条属灵的道路。
So that we would know how to walk in this spiritual journey.
我们要顺服生命里面的感觉。
We need to obey this feeling of our life.
我们要顺服圣灵在我们身上的工作的带领。
We need to obey the guiding of Holy Spirit's work in us.
所以我们看见为什么最后面我们看见了路德为什么慢慢能够和那个路德波斯那么亲近呢？
And then we continue to see why is Ruth could be developed such an intimate relationship with Boaz.
最后能够和波阿斯联合呢？
In the end, they became one.
因为他每一个举动都是波阿斯所告诉他，拉俄米所告诉他的。
Because every act of hers was done according to the instruction of Naomi.
拉俄米告诉他怎么做，他就怎么做。
As Naomi told her that she would do.
拉俄米告诉他怎么去行，他就怎么去行。
Whatever Naomi told her to do, that she would do.
弟兄姊妹，我们要进到真理的实际里面。
So brothers and sisters, for us to enter into the reality of the truth.
我们要经历那个大财主一切的丰富。
To experience all the riches of this wealthy man.
只有一个人愿意顺服真理的灵。
Only when you're able to obey this spirit of truth.
因为主耶稣说，圣灵来要把我们带入一切真理的里面。
Because the spirit of truth will come and lead us into all the truth.
为什么今天许多神的真理成为我们的道理呢？
Why is so many of God's truths today has simply becoming some kind of doctrine to us?
我们不容易经历到那个真理的实际呢？
And it's hard for us to actually experience the reality of the truth.
因为我们没有顺从圣灵的带领。
It's because we do not follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们不愿顺服生命高有的带领。
We're not willing to submit ourselves to the leading.
以至于这个大财主的丰富，大财主的丰富，我们一直没有享受得到。
So we never enjoy all the fullness riches of this great man.
我们一直停留那个起初得救的阶段。
We continue to stay at the place when we first were saved.
所以我们看见路德开始在这里过一个新的生活，他必须学习顺服拉俄米的带领。
So here we see that for Ruth to lead this new life, first she had to learn to follow the instruction of Naomi.
然后我们看见当他出去，他到个田里在那边收拾拾取麦穗的时候。
And then we see as she went out, as she was gleaning in the field.
我想还有一点，我们先交通。
There is one more point I would like to share on it.
当拉俄米在那边拾取麦穗的时候。
That is as Ruth was gleaning the barley in the field.
我们看见波阿斯。就看见这个女子就问那些监管麦田的人说 那是谁家的女子啊？
And Boaz saw her, and he asked the person in charge of all the reapers, whose is this young woman?
弟兄姊妹，我们注意到在这里是谁先注意到，路德呢？
Now take note here. Who is the one who first noticed this Ruth?
乃是波阿斯先注意到路德这个女子。
It is Boaz who first took notice of this Moabitess.
弟兄姊妹，当我们进到神的家以后。
Now, brothers and sisters, as after we enter into the house of God,
当我慢慢有点经历、有点认识的时候，
after we have certain experience and understanding of the Lord,
我们看见我们今天蒙到神的恩典。
We do see that today we have received God's grace.
那是因为主先找上我们。
It's all because God has first came to seek us out.
用什么？当我们刚刚信主的时候，我们也是我们寻找主，我们就寻找到了。
In the very beginning, brothers and sisters, we feel that we sought out the Lord and we sought Him, we found Him.
今天神学上常在争论到底是预定论还是拣选论呢？
So in today's theology, there is a big controversy about election by choice or being predestined.
是用我意志来拣选主耶稣基督成为我救主呢？
Do I choose the Lord Jesus?With my will to be my savior.
还是主耶稣基督神在创世之前，在基督里又拣选了我们呢？
Or is it God who in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world chose us?
教会几百年一直在争论这个神学的问题。
In hundreds of years of church history, people are arguing about this point.
用什么？我们不需要去争论那些神学的问题。
Brothers and sisters, we do not have to dispute on this.
但是当我们蒙恩久以后，我们慢慢进到神的恩典多以后。
But after we've been saved certain years, after we have received His grace,
我们里面深深的感觉到
in the depth of our heart, we should feel
实在不是神，不是我们拣选的神，乃是神拣选的我们。
It is not we who chose God, but it is God who chose us.
在我们内心的深处，实在感受到不是我这个人怎样能够相信主耶稣基督。
In the bottom of our hearts, we know that it's not that we.Came to believe in him.
那是神恩典就这样白白临到我们身上。
It is God's grace which has been freely showered upon us.
不错，在蒙恩的过程当中，人有该他尽的本分。
Yes, in the whole journey of faith, there are things that's our responsibility we have to do.
的确，神给了人一个自由选择的意志。
Just like God has given us this free will.
不然我们怎么会拣选相信主耶稣基督呢？
Otherwise, how could we believe and choose to receive Him?
但是在我们内心的深处，总是感觉到。
But still, in the very depths of our hearts,
不是我拣选的主，是他亲自拣选的我。
We know that it's not we chose Him, but He Himself chose us.
不是我找到他，是他找到了我。
It's not I found Him.Instead, he found the.
这是个蒙恩的人里面深处的感觉。
This should be the very feeling of deep inside every believer's heart.
这是个认识神恩典的人一个感觉。
This should be the feeling of a person who does know the grace of God.
所以我们看见是路德先注意到波阿斯呢，还是波阿斯先注意到路德这个人
？So here is Ruth who first took notice of Boaz, or Boaz who first took notice of Ruth?
可能路德他是低着头，忙着赶快多捡一点麦穗回去。
Maybe Ruth was just lowering her head, busying herself, gleaning all the grain.
他哪里知道站在他旁边的这个波阿斯已经注意到这个女子了
？How would she know that this Boaz standing?Behind her had already noticed her.
以致后面我们看见她的确是受宠若惊。
And she felt she was couldn't take all the favor being poured on her.
她不过是个卑微的外邦女子。
Because she was such a lowly Gentile woman.
可能她跟在那些波阿斯的使女后面拾麦穗的时候，她也是好像也是偷偷摸摸的。
As though she was, although she was gleaning after servants, but she seemed to do it in a very stealthy way.
眼也不敢看这周围的人。
She wouldn't dare to look around.
她哪想到这个波阿斯眼目一直注意到这个小小女子身上。
Little did she know that this Boaz had always focused his eyes upon this little woman.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们在神的家，我们对主耶稣有多一点认识。
So brothers and sisters, if we are in God's house and having more understanding of the Lord,
我们里面的感觉应该是这样子的。
Shouldn't our feeling be just like this?
为什么在千万人当中我就能蒙到神的恩典？
Why is among thousands of people that I could receive this grace?
是因为我比较有心愿来追求认识这主耶稣基督吗？
Is it because I have more heart to know to seek this Lord?
是因为我比较单纯的一个人吗？
Is it because I'm such a simple person?
是因着我头脑比较简单，我就不会想太多问题，我就那么简单的相信主耶稣基督的救恩。
Is it because my head is simpler than others, I will not think of about all other questions.
弟兄姊妹都不是。
No, brothers and sisters, none of these.
那是他亲自来到地上寻找我们这些罪人。
But it is he himself who came to the world to seek us sinners.
若不是他亲自来寻找我们，没有人可以寻找到神。
If he had not come to us to seek us out himself, none of us would have sought him out.
是他拣选了我们，不是我们拣选他。
Who has chosen us, not we.
若不是他拣选了我们，我们要怎么样拣选也拣选不到他。
If he had not chosen us first, no matter how we want to choose him, we simply could not do it.
你自由意志再坚强的话，你也信不了主耶稣。
Because even stronger feel will, it's impossible for you to
choose him. 那是因为他把信心赐给我们。
But because he first placed this faith in you.
他把那个简单的谦卑的信心也赐给我们。
He's giving you this simple, humble heart.So that we could receive his salvation. So that we could receive him as our savior.
So, 弟兄姊妹，这是我们慢慢经历以后，我们对我们主就有更多的一个认识，更进一步的认识。
So, brothers and sisters, all these of the experiences, understanding after we come to know him better.
那我们看见路德就开始在那边拾取麦穗了。
Now here we see Ruth gleaning the grain in the field.
圣经告诉我们说，她是从早晨直到如今。
And the Bible tells us she worked from the very beginning of the morning until the.
十七节告诉我们说，她是直到晚上。
And in verse 17, until night, evening.
除了在屋子里稍微休息一下，她一直在田里在那拾取麦穗。
Except the short period of time while she was sitting in the house to take a break.She had always been gleaning in the field.
麦穗就是讲到一个生命粮食。
Now this grain speaks of this bread of life.
一个生命自然的一个需要。
This is some natural need of life to need bread.
弟兄姊妹，当我蒙恩得救以后。
Brothers and sisters, after we are saved by grace.
我们要看见我们里面有个生命的需要。
We need to see that there is need in our life.
我们生命有一种满足，就是从这个粮食而来的。
That our life needs to be satisfied by this bread.
我们渴望我们这个生命能够长大。
We long for the growing of our life.
我们看路德，他是从早到晚殷勤的在那边拾取麦穗。
And we see Ruth, she worked from the morning until evening diligently.
用什么呀？这个麦穗也可以说讲到神的话。
Brother and sister, this grain also speaks of the word of God.
神的话就是我们生命的粮食。
That is the bread of our life.
用什么？我们常听到说，我们信主刚刚信主的时候，我们胃口不大，我们好像领受神的话也很少。
Brother and sister, we often hear that people say that when we first believe in the Lord, we have a little appetite for the Word of God.
但是我们看见、听见许多弟兄、前面弟兄他们的见证。
But as we also heard of the testimony of the brothers who are earlier in the Lord than we are.
他们真正圣经的基础都是在头信主的头几年所打好的。
All their foundation of the Bible's word.Was being set at the very beginning of their days.
他们得救以后就里面非常渴慕读神的话语。
After they were saved, they had such a desire for God's word.
竭力追求来认识主耶稣基督。
They strive with all their might to know this Lord.
他们从早晨到晚上。
So from morning till evening.
只稍微休息一下，他们把全心都是摆在主的话语。
They only took a short break, and all their hearts were on this Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个真正生命的一个表现。
So, brothers and sisters, this is a true expression of real life.
不在乎我们信主年日长和短。
It really doesn't matter the days of your spiritual journey.
乃是我们里面有多少渴慕的心。
But it depends on how much of the heart you have for the Lord.
就是因为许多人他们起初蒙恩得救的时候，开始在神的话语上有很好的下功夫。
Now all these people, at the very beginning of their spiritual days, they really put down their effort to lay down a good foundation.
反而一个慢慢以后，他们服侍工作各方面的事情多以后，读圣经的时间反而少了。
This foundation of the word has been firmly established, and even though later on they started serving and they were busy, they did not have as much time to study God's word.
但是就是因为他们开始蒙恩得救的时候，他们开始在那边捡麦穗。
But because they lingered at the very early days of being of their Christian life.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天花多少时间花读在读主的话呢
？Brothers and sisters, how much time do we spend today on studying God's word?
为什么我们对主的话认识那么肤浅，那么少呢
？Why do we have so little superficial understanding of God's word?
为什么我们住在大财主的家，我们领受为什么那么少呢
？Why do we live in such a wealthy person, but our reception of the fullness is so little.
为什么生命的长进那么迟缓呢
？Why is the growing of our life so slow?
我想主要一个原因。
And I believe the main reason to all this.
我们不是常常在拾取麦穗。
Is because we do not often glean in the grain in the field.
也许就是我们生命的度量，我们不肯自己这么收割麦穗。
Maybe according to the measure of our life, we're not yet ready to glean the grain ourselves.
我们可以跟着像路德一样，跟着那些使女的后面。
But we could be like Ruth, following all the maize.
我们可以跟着弟兄姊妹一起走。
And we could walk together with our brothers and sisters together.
弟兄姊妹在那边读圣经，我们就一起去读圣经。
And we could study God's word together.
弟兄姊妹去参加聚会，我们就跟着去参加聚会。
And if there is a meeting, we just go to the meeting together.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们能够这样子的话，我们看见麦穗捡起来的时候也是不少的。
Only in so doing, brothers and sisters, as you see, when you glean the grain, you would have pretty much of it.
我们必须有这样的心智心愿。
Let's all have this kind of mind and resolve.
我们需要这样要的心。
Let us all have this kind of heart that we want.
就是因为路德是这么殷勤的拾取麦穗。
And because of the fact that Ruth was diligently gleaning the grain.
所以我们看见为什么波斯后面就是将一捆一捆的带回去。
And we see Boaz allowed her to bring home bundles of sheaves.
那么丰丰富富的让她带回去，吃的还有余呢。
And she brought back abundantly of what she gleaned, and more than enough.
因为波斯知道这个路德他想要粮食。
Because Boaz knew that Ruth wanted to have this bread.
他不仅他自己需要粮食，他还带回去给他婆婆吃。
Not only did she need the bread herself, but also her mother-in-law needed that to eat.
因为他知道家里还有人需要得供应、得帮助。
And Ruth knew there was someone in her household who needed to be fed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们盼望神能够把它丰富化也赐给我们。
So brothers and sisters, we do hope that God would give us His abundant word.
自己不仅吃的，还有余，还可以给别人享受。
And not only could we enjoy it, but also we could share it with others to enjoy.
在蒙恩得救进到神家中开始的时候，我们必须有这样的表现。
So let's all have this kind of desire, this kind of deeds at the very beginning of our days when we first believe in the Lord and enter His house.
神才把他丰富的恩典一直持续的供应我们。
Only in such a way God will continue give us His sustaining grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们读神话不像个宗教式的。
Now, brothers and sisters, as we read God's word, you should not be reading the Bible as a religion fanatic does.
不能一个应付式的。
And we're reading it just for the sake of have to get something down.
因为是一个基督徒，许多人告诉我们说我们要读圣经，要读圣经。
Because it seems to be a Christian's command to study the Bible.
所以我就读一读就应付了。
So I'll simply just read it and I meddle through with God's word.
这样良心有点平安。
So that my conscience would not rebuke me.
用什么都是我们这样子的话。绝不能从这个波阿斯这个大财主得到更丰盛的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, if you do it this way, you will never receive the abundance from Boaz, this great rich man.
我们像学习路德一样。
We need to be like Ruth, learn from her.
从早晨到晚上。
From the morning till evening.
一有机会。
As long as you have the chance,
我们就去读主的话。
Study God's word.
我们累了就稍微休息一下。
Even though when we are tired, we just take a short break.
把一些该做家里该做的事情弄好以后，我们就把时间花在神的话语上。
Now after we're done with the household chore, things that have to be done, we need to spend time on God's word.
实实在在的。
And to study it in such a concrete, solid way.
一步一步地走,
step by step, walk in the Lord.
我们就看见,
and then we will see.
慢慢我们就看见路德对那个波阿斯关系就越来越紧密。
That Ruth started developing this more intimate relationship with Boaz.
所以弟兄姊妹，第二章一开头就让我们看见，当波阿斯在这里，在伯利恒之家开始过一个新的生活的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, here in chapter 2, in the very beginning, we see as Ruth was about to live a new life in a different environment. We should be like her also, that the very center of our life is our Lord Jesus Christ. Because our Lord is the great rich man of this house.
他要把各种祝福赐给我们,
and who wants to give us all kinds of blessings?
不仅我们生活在这个家里面,
not only should we live in this house,
这个家的丰富也会临到我们身上,
but also the abundance of this house will come upon us.
叫我们属灵生活过得更丰富,
and then we will have this more abundant spiritual life,
更满足,
and more satisfying.
求神恩待我们。
May God be gracious to us
all.
If only this Ruth's experience could become our experience. Maybe we have believed in the Lord for quite a few years. Even so, we could still start from here. We could still resolve our mind here. That we are in the house of God. That we want to know more of our Lord. So that we could enjoy more of His abundance. May God show His mercy to us. Brother, would you please say a concluding prayer? Please bow your head. Let's pray.
主，谢谢你借着路德的生命的经历。
Lord, we thank you through the experience of Ruth's life.
能够教导我们如何在主里面成长。
You've taught us how to grow in the Lord.
借着这样的话激励我们，不管是刚信主的，或是信主已久的。
And encourage us with these words, whether we have believed in the Lord long or young.
都可以从现在开始就立定志向来追求主。
Starting from now, we can all make up our mind to pursue you.
谢谢主的话语，愿意这些话继续存在我们心里面。
Lord, we thank you for your word, and may all these words continue to abide in us.
感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.